This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks podcast. We spoke to Sameet Chavan, Chief Technical and Derivatives Analyst at Angel Broking. He gave us two buy and two sell calls for the next 2 to 3 weeks. Due to modest recovery towards the fag end, Nifty concluded the week gone by dead below 11,200, marking more than a percent loss last Friday. The analyst said Friday's correction was no surprise to him as he had been consistently advocating caution in his intra-week commentary as well as in the previous weekly report. The range of 11,300 to 11,350 is considered to be a sturdy wall, firstly because it is the 78.6% retracement of the entire fall from 12,430 to 7,511. Secondly, the 100% price extension of the first up leg from 8,806.75 precisely coincides around 11,300 to 11,350. If we take a look at the daily chart, the head and shoulder pattern is clearly visible. Friday's low precisely coincides with the neckline level of this pattern, hence going ahead, a breach of 11,100 would lead to an immediate correction towards 10,975 to 10,875, said the analyst. Here, 10,875 would be seen as key support because a breach of this would result in a strong corrective move in the next few days. This was overall a price-wise hypothesis on Nifty. On the weekly chart, if we apply Fibonacci time series from March lows, the current weekly candle ends 6th time zone and is entering a new one. Generally, such points are considered a potential reversal zone and hence, one needs to be a bit cautious going forward as our anticipation may probably turn into a reality below 11,100, said the analyst. Throughout last week, the benchmark did nothing and the real action was seen in the broader market. When mid and small cap counters start moving, it generally creates a euphoric situation and this is exactly what we witnessed last week. Since the mid cap 50 was approaching the 200-day simple moving average on the weekly chart, the analyst said he advised caution last Thursday and the index obliged to his views. The analyst said that even if the market goes through some corrective phase for some time, it will certainly not be as severe as the March one. Hence, a healthy correction would probably provide better entry points for those who have missed the bus in the last few months. Here are two buy and two sell calls for the next 2 to 3 weeks. Berger Paints India is the first call, which is a buy call with a target price of ₹590 and stop loss of ₹510. Upside potential for this call is 7%. This stock has been consolidating for the last 1.5 months along with its peer counters. However, last Friday, we witnessed stellar moves in this space. Berger Paints and Asian Paints both have identical chart structures, but looking at the placement of RSI smoothened, Berger looks a notch better. Price-wise, we can see a decisive breakout happening from the recent congestion zone along with sizable volumes, providing credence to the move. Throughout last week, stock consolidated and did not participate in Friday's correction. Hence, the analyst recommends going long on a decline towards ₹545 to ₹535. Indigo is the second call, which is also a buy call with a target price of ₹1,300. Stop loss is ₹980 and upside potential is 15%. The stock has been the laggards for the last 10 months, but the way the stock surged in the last 3 days, it appears that it has come out of a slumber and is likely to give some decent moves, said the analyst. On the daily chart, we can see a breakout happening from the triangle pattern along with sizable volumes, indicating immense buying interest after a long underperformance. The RSI smoothened oscillator on the daily chart has entered a bullish territory, which would provide an impetus for the next move. Hence, one can look to go long for an extended move towards ₹1,250 to ₹1,300 over the next few weeks. Use dips towards ₹1,080 to ₹1,050 to go long and the stop loss can be placed below ₹980, said the analyst. Tata Motors is the third call, which is a sell call with a target price of ₹116. Stop loss is ₹133.80. Downside possibility is 7%. The entire auto pack has been performing well of late and this laggard too managed to clock handsome gains. From March lows, the stock prices have almost doubled, but overall, it is still trading at much lower levels. Last Friday, we finally saw some pause to the recent up move and price-wise, we can see a formation of bearish engulfing pattern on the daily chart. Since the pattern has developed precisely around 200-day simple moving average, the stock can undergo some corrective move in the coming days, said the analyst. Hence, the analyst recommends going short around ₹126 to ₹128 for a downside target of ₹118 to ₹116. Biocon is the fourth call, which is also a sell call. Target price is rupees 375 and stop loss is rupees 408. Downside possibility for this call is 5%. The pharma space is in a different zone altogether and is clearly enjoying bull run. But this stock seems to have decoupled a bit recently from its other peers. It is undergoing some price-wise as well as time-wise correction. Amid all this, we witnessed a breakdown happening from near-term supports and the prices are struggling to cross rupees 400 mark now. Although the higher degree chart structure still remains bullish, the analyst expects some profit booking to extend. Hence, the analyst recommends going short around at the current levels for a downside target of rupees 378 to 375. Remember, all the stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.